Our topic today is Pesach Sheni, which is what we are approaching on the Jewish calendar. I'm going to share my screen for those who are watching so that you can read inside and follow the Psukim. We're going to try to understand what this mitzvah, this concept of Pesach Sheni is all about, because the truth is that it is deeply relevant. It's deeply relevant to our lives today as observant and aspiring Bnei Torah as Jews. It's not just for the period of Beis HaMikdash. It's not just because, you know, some people have a practice of eating some matzah or some such thing. We are going to be deeply affected by the din and the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. So let's go through the psukim and note some unusual things. Here we are in Bamidbar Perek Tes. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe b'midbar Sina b'shana Hashenis letzeisa me'eretz Mitzrayim b'chodesh harishon leimor. We get a tzivui, a commandment to offer the Korban Pesach. V'yasu b'nei Yisrael sapesach b'moado. We got to offer the Korban Pesach, Pasuk 3, on the 14th day of Nisan. We're going to offer the Korban Pesach. So here we are in the midbar offering the Korban Pesach, and they do the Korban Pesach. Comes the Pasuk in Pasuk Vav and tells us a story. Vayehi anashim. You have the translation here to follow along if you want. I'll summarize. Asher hayu tameim lenefesh adam. We're going to read these psukim carefully because we're going to note some unusual things about them. There were people who were tamei. We don't know who they were just yet. V'lo yachlu la'asas ha-pesach bayomahu. And they weren't able to bring the Korban Pesach on that day. Vayikruvu lefnei Moshe v'lefnei Aaron bayomahu. And they came before Moshe and before Aaron on that day. Vayomer pasuk zayin ha'anashim ha'im ha'elav, anachnu tmeim lenefesh adam. They verbalized their situation. They said, we, anachnu tmeim lenefesh adam. So lama nigara. Why should we miss out? Why should we lose out the opportunity? Ligroa means to miss, to fall short. Why should we have less? Levilti hakrivis karban Hashem b'moado b'sof b'nei Yisrael, to offer the karban of Hashem in its time among the Jewish people. So what does Moshe respond? Pasuk ches vayomer aleihem Moshe imdu v'eshma. Let's stand and wait to hear ma'etzav Hashem lachem. I don't know what the answer is, but we'll ask the Rabbanu Shalom. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe leimar. Here we are. Pasuk yud daber b'nei Yisrael leimar ish ki yet tomei lanefesh. If a person will be impure because they came in contact with a corpse, they are defiled tumas meis. O v'derech rechoka, or they are at a far distance, lachem to you. O l'dor seichem, or in future generations, va'asa pesach l'Hashem, and they want to offer a korban pesach. What should they do? Bachodesh hasheni pasuk yud aleph, on the second month. Ba'arba asar yom bein arba'im yasu, so they should offer it in Chodesh Iyar, Chodesh Ziv. Al matzah umrom yochlu, you should eat it with matzah and maror. Lo yashir mimenu ad boker, there's an iser no sar, don't leave it out till the morning. Etzim ve'etzim lo yishpruvo, they shouldn't break any bones. There is a din of shviras etzim and pesach sheni. Kachol chukas pesach yasu, eat it like all the regular laws. Ve'ish. And the person, Pasuk Gimel, Asher Utar B'derech Lohaya, he was tar, he wasn't at a far distance. V'chada la'asos ha'pesach, doesn't bring a Korban Pesach. God forbid, v'nechrasa, ha'nefesh ha'yim me'ameh, ki karban Hashem lo ikrik b'mo'ado, cheto yisa, o'e shahu, 14 is about the ger, and then we move on. So these are the psukim that describe the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. Right off the bat, there are many, many questions that arise when we look at these psukim. The first pasuk, right here in the beginning of the section, if we go back, pasuk vav, vayehi anashim. That word is a little bit strange. What would you have expected the syntax to be on anashim? Vayehu, exactly, thank you. You would have expected vayu, and they were. The word vayehi in the Gemara Megillah, even though this might not be the maskana of the Gemara, but the Gemara suggests that vayehi has a particular feel. It has an affect. Vai, vai, oy vey. There's something sad and tragic and difficult. So what's the vai? What's the emphasis here on the vai? That's number one. These people, these men who are appearing, we don't know anything about them. Vayehi anashim. They were men. So who are these people? So if you take a look, there is a very interesting website, which I'm going to pull up on the screen, called Al HaTorah. So you can take a look at this website on your own time. It's very interesting. They give you psukim, and then they pull up all the mefarshim on those psukim right there on the page if you want. So these people, who are these people? So the Gemara has, the Medrash has two opinions. See here in the Medrash Agada, one is no say Arono shel Yosef. They were the men who were carrying the Aron, the bones of Yosef. That's Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Mishal ve'El Tzafan. These were Mishal and El Tzafan who became Tamei because of their interaction with Nadav and Avihu. So I'm assuming that the people who carried the bones of Yosef were Chashva people. Mishal and El Tzafan also, they must have been Chashva people. And that's what, if you see here, there's a Medrash. I can scroll down to it. I don't know if I can find it this second. The Medrash says, it's too much scrolling here. The Medrash says that these men, I'll quote you the whole Medrash. Here it's in the Lekach Tov. Let me pull it up 1 second. Can you see the Lekach Tov on the pasuk? I'm not seeing it in front of me now. I'll read it out to you. Quote, Melamed Shahayu Tzadikim V'charedim Ala Mitzvos. These men who came to Moshe Rabbeinu with their request, the Medrash Lekach Tov emphasizes that they were Tzadikim. And I'm thinking to myself, what is the reason that it's significant that these people were tzaddikim? Is it just, it happened to be that they were tzaddikim? Or does this episode teach us something that's megala their tzidkus? Issue number 3. Let's go further in the psukim, and we'll pick up maybe even a more glaring note. So I understand, I mean, you can ask, but maybe he wasn't told. This is the only time that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving us an opportunity for a do-over. And maybe that's why, when they ask him, what do we do? Moshe Rabbeinu says, I don't know. Let's wait and ask the Ribbono Shel Olam. But what is the response here in Pasuk Yud? Dabrel b'nei Yisrael leimar, ish ish kiyet tamei lenefesh, overderech rechok alachem oledaroseichem v'asa pesach l'Hashem. So you see, Pasuk Yud, the Torah is introducing to us the mitzvah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Pesach Sheni. Who's included in this mitzvah Pesach Sheni? Who's mentioned? Who's given the opportunity? What does the Pasuk say? Not everybody at once. I see, Nathan, you're unmuting, yeah? Yes? Oh, the people who were Tamei and the people who were Bederech Rechoka, they were on the road. Can I ask you, did the Pasuk initially give us any indication about people who were on the road? Who came and asked? The Noseh Arono Shel Yosef, Mishal Ve'El Tzafan, their situation where they were Tamei Lenefesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is adding a category of people to this list. Derech Rechoka, right? That's what you just described. Mechadesi. Why? What's the significance of being Bederech Rechoka? What does it have to do with being Tamei? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is responding to the question of the Tameim with a new limud, a new idea. Did we take a note of that? Interesting. Doesn't appear earlier. There are many other. Let me give you one more interesting observation here on this idea of being bederech rechoka. How far do you have to be bederech rechoka? What would you say? Any guesses? How far do you... Okay, so the suggestion is too far to be able to walk. We know that the Shechita of the Korban Pesach happens Bein Rabayim, Achrei Tzarayim, in the afternoon. So maybe the Gemara Pesachim discusses, maybe it's, you know, how far you're going to be walking in the morning, starting in the morning. How long is it going to take you to walk? Exact distance. But look at this Rashi, quotes from Chazal. It's an opinion in the Chazal. Rashi right on the spot. Oh, but Derech Rechoka, Nakar Olav Lomar, why is there a dot on top of it? Lo Shirechoka Vadai, El Ashaya Chutzle Skupas Hazara, Kol Zman Shchita. Rederech Rechoka just means that at the time of the Shchita, the person was standing outside of the threshold of the Azara. Very strange. What does it mean you're outside the threshold? So step in. So the Gemara has two opinions in the Tanaim about this. But the Rabbanu Shalom is giving us a do-over for somebody who's one step outside the Azara. Very interesting. What's the pshat? Let's put it all together. We want to understand why they start out saying Vai, not Vayu. Why are these people tzaddikim and yet they're Tamei Lenefesh? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduced Bederech Rechoka? Why is it even if a person is Chutz L'Skupas HaZara? All of these things are strange. They're peculiar. But it gets to the whole notion of this mitzvah. Why did they approach Moshe in the first place? Why did they think to ask? What was the motivation? And interestingly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers them and says, yes, you can have a do-over. You have a do-over. But we only have that in this context. We don't have Sukkot Sheni. We don't have Yom Kippur Sheni. We have Pesach Sheni. So what's going on? And I think the answer to all of these questions and many more is that Pesach Sheni is actually a powerful model. It's a model for all time for us in our own Avodas Hashem and our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a story of people who looked at themselves and they said, on some level, we're Tamei. Tamei, the word Tuma, the Gemara says in Yuma, is related to the word Timtum, which means to be closed, shut off, disconnected. These people, they come to Moshe Rabbeinu and they say to him, you know, we feel distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, disconnected. We are Tameim Lenefesh. And we can't, V'lo Yachlu Lasas HaPesach, we can't bring the Korban Pesach. We feel that we can't build a covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We feel the Korban Pesach, which of course represents the covenant, it's the bris, it's what created us as a nation leaving Mitzrayim. We feel that we're not part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're not part of the Jewish people. We feel that the Jewish people, V'amech kulam tzaddikim, everybody else is righteous, but we are Tmeim lenefesh. So they say, Lama nigara, why should we be resigned to this fate of missing out, B'soch b'nei Yisrael? Why should we be separate? Why should we lose out just because we're Tomei? Are you trying to tell us that we have no chelek v'nachla in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in God, in the Jewish people, because they are Tomei? So the Medrash told us that these people were gedolim. Because it takes someone who's an Adam Gadol, a person who has a high level of self-confidence, to say, you know what, right now, I'm Tomei, but I really want to be Tahor. These are people who saw themselves as Tamei, but the greatness of these people, the godless, they were tzaddikim, because despite their Tumah, they said, we want to find a way to connect. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perhaps telling us is that this idea that somebody feels tameh but wants to connect is going to be answered with an opportunity is a model in general. Anytime a Jew recognizes that they are tameh, they're far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the first step in tshuva. Recognizing that we're far enables us to take the steps to close that gap. It's not that they were tzaddikim, but they fell because they were tameh, or that tumah indicates something negative about them. It's the fact that they recognized that they were far that makes them tzaddikim. When we say, ah, we have a little krechts, we shouldn't have said that. Ah, you know, that's that pinch that Rav Kook talks about in Oras HaTshuva, that we feel like, ah, we could do better. That moment, that's the beginning of tzidkas, that's the beginning of the process of reconnecting. And what's the biggest step? It's after the krechts that we say, ah, we wish, we want, we're looking to connect, to have that covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it starts with the krechts, vayihi, ah, the people are krechtsing, we feel a little bit far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At that moment, they were anashim. You become a gavra when you say, ah, I wish I had a little more. I wish I did a little more. That's when the person becomes a gavra. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's not just true if a person feels that they are disconnected because they're tameh. He's going to introduce a new layer. He's going to add the element of derech rechoka. A person could feel tameh, they could feel closed, not open to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the person could be feel bederech rechoka. They could feel that they're far away. Comes Rashi and says, you know, a person, they might be very close. They might be chutz l'skupas ha'azara, one step outside the azara, but they feel they're bederech rechoka. They feel that they're far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to them? Don't worry, I'll give you another chance. Because the Korban Pesach is about a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, it's a korban, and yes, it's a mitzvah, but it's different than every other mitzvah. It's about krisas bris. It's about establishing a covenant, a bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That krisas bris is more fundamental than a specific mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. If a person didn't sit in the sukkah, okay, it's a problem. They missed out on a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They'll find another mitzvah. But Pesach, the nature of Korban Pesach is that it's a krisas bris. It's very similar to the bris of Mila. That's why these two mitzvahs are b'damaya chayi, b'damaya chayi. They are both mitzvahs asei sheish bem karis. If a person doesn't bring the Korban Pesach, it's not a punishment, it's just a consequence that that person is not part of Knesset Yisrael. That's the nature of not jumping in and joining a covenant. So the people, on the deepest level, they say, Moshe Rabbeinu, we feel that we're disconnected from the covenant, from a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're closed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, guess what? It's never closed for a relationship with me. Even if you missed out on a mitzvah last year, or you're going to miss out on a mitzvah next week, but Pesach Sheni, the notion of a commitment and a covenant, that always exists. And maybe that's why the whole concept of a do-over only exists, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives us in the context of the mitzvah of Pesach. Because it's that one mitzvah, just like Bris Mila, that establishes the covenant. That's why Bris Mila, even though there is a mitzvah to do it by Yom HaShmini, and that's the mitzvah Bismana, but don't worry, if you didn't do it on the Yom HaShmini, you could do it the next day. You could fulfill the mitzvah of Mila anytime. A person could be a gadol, and they find out that they never realized that they were Jewish, they never had a Bris Mila, you could do it today also. Because ultimately, a covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's always possible. A mitzvah, maybe a person missed on a particular mitzvah. We'll get it Mirtz Hashem next time he comes around. But a person never is shut out from a covenant, never shut out from a bris, from the creation of the Pesach. And maybe that's why this is such an important mitzvah that we need to think of all the time. That any time a person reaches out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Lama Nigara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let's find a way to reconnect. A person should never feel that they are foreclosed from the opportunity of reconnecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that person is ultimately truly a tzaddik. Each one of us, sometimes we feel we are tameim. We feel that we've done, or we've seen, or we've gone, or we've floated away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now we're not just tamei, we're even b'derech rechoka. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, number one, maybe you're not even so far b'derech rechoka, maybe you just need to take one step. But even if you're mamish b'derech rechoka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there's totally another chance. Bring a Pesach Sheni. And not only that, don't feel that it's totally a nebuch. Your Pesach Sheni is going to be with matzah and maror, and there's an Isser Shviras Etzem. The enthusiasm with which we eat the Korban Pesach Sheni is going to be the same. Kachol Chukas HaPesach. Maybe the person had an episode of Tumah in between. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I forgot about that already. Human beings, we can't forget like that. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu can forget. And He can give us a new covenant. So when you look throughout Tanakh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us so many chances. Rachmana Litzlan, we fall into Avodah Zarah. So don't worry, Yoshio says we're going to bring a Pesach. Hizkiyo says we're going to bring a Pesach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to continue to give us more opportunities, more opportunities. That's the commitment that He has to us. So yes, Mirtz Hashem, next week, we're going to eat a shtikel matzah, if that's our minig. We're not going to say tachanun, we're going to observe Pesach Sheni, but what we're hopefully going to take away is the reminder, is the message that when it comes to a covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to a krisas bris, there's always a second chance. All we have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lama nigara. Even if we're in a far place, just asking to be close, that is a simen and a siba for closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That itself is tzidkus. Each one of us has that opportunity to call out and to be categorized, like the Medrash says, tzaddikim v'charedim al mitzvos. We want a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so nothing is stopping us, nothing is getting in the way.